Governor Sean Parnell today finalized the state's operating and capital projects budgets. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The governor approved using $11.4 billion, 6.9 of it in state money. But that's after cutting $403 million from capital expenses the legislature wanted to make, bringing the entire spending for the session within limits he's comfortable in approving. He said the operating budget was limited to a 2.9% growth, and no operating elements were vetoed.
Much of the operating budget growth is driven by statutory formulas. The budget, this budget that we're releasing right now, fully funds those legal obligations, including mandated increase to the kindergarten through 12th grade formula, Medicaid formula costs, retirement system costs, including the state's unfunded pension liability. It addresses our debt service costs and employee contracts.
The $2.8 billion capital budget was heavy on energy projects. The plan adds $400 million to the Power Cost Equalization Fund, more than $110 million for hydro projects. He also allowed $36 million for renewable energy grants, more than $100 million for weatherization and home rebates, and $12 million for a geothermal project at Mount Spur. He did refuse to give the entire $18 million the legislature wanted for the Mount Spur project, and he did veto $10 million for the Homer natural gas pipeline. The capital budget had drawn concern at the end of the session when Governor Parnell threatened using his veto power as a retribution against members who did not support his oil tax proposal. That comment alone led to the first special legislative session this year, as the Senate refused to pass a bill until the governor assured members that veto decisions would be based on the merits of the projects. For example, Bethel, home of Senate Finance Co-Chair Lyman Hoffman, sustained more than $30 million in project cuts. But Parnell says there was no retaliation there, and that shows up in the regional balance in the budget. He says Bethel did very well overall.
They wound up with more per capita than any other district, as I understand it. So the cuts to that district, I believe, still leave them with the highest per capita spending in the state. What that district has in this budget that's very important to them includes a new school in Pasquiac. It includes the pre-maternal home in Bethel. It includes Quinnahawk School, I believe, is in that district as well. So there are some major projects in that district.
In Bethel, the governor did veto $3.5 million toward an administrative building for the Association of Village Council Presidents, and he vetoed $2.5 million for a campus water and sewer line. The governor said the purpose of the vetoes, $700 million in the past 2 years, is to prepare to pay off for the unfunded pension liability that will one day become due. It's $11 billion right now. He said it will also prepare the state if the economy begins to sink. Right now, the governor says the state has $15 billion in savings. And he says the legislature can get more freedom in spending it if the executive and legislative branches agree on spending limits at the start of the sessions. However, he said, they would not get complete freedom. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.